media members on the line, just hit star 1 on your keypad if you have questions for the coaches. But now, welcome onto the call, the head coach of the Towson Tigers, Rob Ambrose. Good afternoon, Coach Ambrose.
Good afternoon, Rob.
Good afternoon. A 38-0 loss against a very, very good Florida team. But your team did some good things. What were you able to take away from that game, and just kind of give me your impressions of your team's performance?
Took away that it's a very good Florida team. very intense venue to play in. I think our kids learned a lot about themselves. It's the ultimate mirror of all the things that you are that are good and all the things that you are that are bad, that games like this definitely show exactly, expose you on the plus and the minus. I thought we did some good things offensively, you know, planned well, kept the ball out of their hands when we could. But we turned the ball over 3 times against a top 10 team, and it doesn't matter what level we play at. We turn the ball over 3 times against somebody that good, we're not going to win, especially when we do in the red zone. But, there, you know, a lot gained coming out of that as to who and what we can be moving on in the future of the season. So it was a good experience, even though we didn't get the win.
When you play a team that's that good in that sort of environment before over 70,000 people, how did you feel like your kids handled the atmosphere and the experience?
That's funny that we just talked about that this morning, that, you know, almost to a man, the moment was not too big, that they tuned out all the distractions that didn't really mean anything, and it was still a football field with 11 players on the other side. And, almost everybody could handle that, and that's a good sign for what we're going to have to do moving forward.
Offensively, especially in that first half, 3 drives into Florida territory, as you mentioned, the turnovers certainly hurt you, but how encouraged that you're able to move the ball that way against them?
I was very encouraged. As a matter of fact, I was actually more encouraged in the second half than where you still found a way to move the ball in that kind of heat and humidity, and they're rolling 3 deep in the front 7. They're just rolling guys in, and we're still playing the same guys. So, yeah, it was like I said, there's a lot to be learned and a lot to grow from. I'm not pleased with the outcome. Getting shut out for any time ever, it doesn't really matter. It's just a horrible, horrible feeling. And, you know, missing a field goal, having one blocked, turning the ball over, taking sacks, taking us out of position. You know, things that we did to ourselves that were not opponent-based things, those are things we clearly got to clear up. But it certainly gives us a really strong idea of how good we can be. And that's the platform of which we move on from here.
On the other side of the ball, your defense was able to get some pressure on the quarterback. 3 sacks in the game, and Christian Dixon, one of the guys who had a big game, 9 tackles, forced a fumble, a couple tackles for a loss. Talk about his performance, and maybe were you surprised defensively that you were able to put that kind of pressure on?
Well, I thought we clearly played better defensively this week than we did in the previous week, and, you know, like I said, we didn't play much defense against Villanova, and we showed up against a really quality opponent, and we played we figured out that when we play the way we should play, how we should play, we're very, very successful. I think the week one, I think Miami had 10 sacks, gave up 10 sacks, and I don't think they got very many. I know we got 3 sacks and gave up 4, so I didn't like that on the offensive side, but our ability to put the pressure on the quarterback really showed itself, and we almost got him to turn it over. So, like I said, it's not good enough, but it's certainly something that we can grow from.
You certainly have had a difficult stretch here of games over the last few weeks. Is this off week coming at a really good time?
Well, this will be the first week, -1 since we started, that we're not either playing a nationally ranked opponent or a top 10 defense or something like that. No, which is awesome. I mean, those are the kind of challenges that we want, and that helps you grow the fastest. But right about now, we need to get healthy, get a little recentered, and get our eyes reset back on conference play.
Do you feel like, you know, you're obviously 1-1, you've played 2 really, really good teams. Do you like where you are, and how have you seen this group improve from week one to now?
Well, I'm never going to say, like, you know, if we've lost, period, then I'm not going to say I like where we are. The goal is to be undefeated, to win them all. You know, I can say that we've gotten better since week one. I say that we've gotten better as we've played incredibly good competition since week one. You know, with the exception, everybody's going to have a winning record, and everybody's going to be nationally ranked, and everybody's going to be impressive. And I'm hard-pressed to say who's had a harder, earlier in and out of conference schedule than us. And I don't like being 3-2, but they say we're barely 3-2. And as long as we can keep keep our foundation strong and what got us here to begin with and grow from there, I'm very pleased at where we can be at the end of the season.
All right, Rob, thanks so much for your time today. Enjoy the bye and the off week, and look forward to talking again next Monday.
Thank you, sir.
All right, thank you.